119 is where we'll be looking at. Verse 105, Psalms chapter 119, verse 105. The title of my message tonight would be Aligned with God. Aligned with God tonight. And I read this verse and it stuck out to me. I seen something this week and it tied into the game of golf. I know this week the Masters has been playing. They've been playing the Masters, and that's been going on. And I got to thinking about this and the message that was happening here, and the title Aligned with God. And a question that came to mind is, when is the last time you checked your alignment? When is the last time you checked your alignment? And I'm not talking about your vehicle alignment tonight. I'm talking about your spiritual alignment tonight with God. I know that if we look at our vehicles and we start noticing wear on the inside or the outside of our tire, or if it starts wearing a different way or a certain way, or if you're driving and it's pulling one way or another a little bit more than it should be, you normally would take it to a mechanic shop and you would get it checked for your alignment, right? Or if you're going down a rough road somewhere and you've probably said, well, this thing's going to knock my alignment out, and you go get it checked. But tonight I'm not talking about our vehicle tonight. I'm not talking about getting our vehicles aligned. I'm talking about our lives aligned with Jesus Christ tonight. And I got to thinking about that question. When is the last time you checked your alignment? When is the last time you checked your life to make sure it lines up with God? You see, Brother Kevin, he can go outside. And I took him a truck not too far long the other day, and he as soon as he seen it, he said, man, that's bad. Out of line. But can somebody look at your life and say, man, he calls himself a Christian or she calls himself a Christian, but man, they're out of line. They ain't lined up where they're supposed to be. They're not where they're supposed to be. And that question, when's the last time you checked your life? When's the last time you checked your life to see where you're at with God? And I got to thinking that should be a daily check in our life. When we wake up in the morning and we start our time with God, we ought to be finding ourselves where we're at with Him when our feet hit the floor. We ought to be able to see where we're lined up with God. If you will stand with me tonight as we reverence the reading of God's Word, the Bible says in Psalms chapter 119, verse 105, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Lord God, I love you. Lord God, I thank you. Father God, I pray tonight as we just study a portion of your word. Father God, I pray tonight that we align our lives with you. I pray we take the word and we allow it to align our life with you tonight, Lord God. Father, I pray if tonight if we're not where we need to be, if we're out of alignment, if the world can look at us, Lord God, and tell us that and say that we're not where we need to be with Christ as we call ourselves Christians, Father God, help us to fix our alignment tonight. Father God, reach down in the innermost of me. Reach into our hearts and that part that's hidden that ain't just where it needs to be. I pray you straighten it tonight. Father, I pray for the one in here, Father God, that may just be dealing with just something that's tonight. Father God, I pray you reach down and touch the innermost part. Father, for the one that may be lost here tonight, that Father God, they don't know what alignment I'm talking about, God, but I pray tonight they find themselves aligned with you when they leave this place. They find themselves with a new address tonight, Lord God. Father, I pray you just bless the reading of this word. You sit down with us and keep us safe. Father God, I love you and I thank you. It's in your holy and sweet precious name I do ask and I do pray, and all God's people say, amen. You may be seated. So when is the last time you checked your alignment? And when I asked that question, you probably pondered for a second. If you hadn't done it recently, you said, man, it's been a while since I really looked at stepped back and I looked at my life. Since I really just stepped back and I looked back. And I was reading in Psalms chapter 119, and I see that the verse says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So you say, the question I would say is, are you aligned with God? Are you aligned with God? I see in golf, the most important thing in golf is your alignment. How you set up to your hole, how you're going to put it in or how you're going to make the shot, where you're aiming at. I see that in golf, that's the important thing. You see, you got to be aligned with the way you're going to hit it. Now, Whooper, he's pretty good at golf. Brother Jake, he's pretty good at golf. And I've played with these guys, and I've watched them a time or two, and I've watched them get ready to hit a ball. And, man, they take some time, and they study that ball. Now, when I get up, I already know where it's going, so I just get up and swing. We're going into the rough. I mean, we're going to put a new ball down. We're going to drop it. We're going to play one of their balls that lies good. But see, I know in golf, it's important how we align, where we set up for alignment, and just like your life is too. It's important where we align ourselves tonight. The Bible says, "The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And the question of this night, are you aligned with God? God's word shows us where to stand tonight. God's word shows us where to stand tonight. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, the Bible tells me that for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So tonight I see, am I aligned with God? And that question says, are you aligned with God? Because God's word shows us where to stand tonight. So I see God's word. It's powerful. It's quick. And it's sharp tonight. I see that if I go to the word of God, I know where I stand tonight. If I go and I look at God's word tonight, I know where I stand tonight. See, it matters where you're standing at tonight. If you say that you're a Christian, if you say that you're aligned with God tonight, it's matter where you're standing tonight. If you're standing in the bar tonight, or if you're standing in the crowd that you're not supposed to tonight, if you're standing with the crowd that doesn't represent Jesus tonight, then you're in the wrong spot tonight. You're not where you say you are. If you say you're a Christian, you should be where people are same-minded, same-acting the way you are. You shouldn't be with the crowd tonight. I see that we must be aligned. So if I say I'm a Christian, if I say that I'm follow Jesus Christ tonight, I see I need to be standing there tonight. You know, I remember one thing back to Police Academy when I was going through it. There was one thing they always told us to be where your feet are. Be where your feet are. And for a minute, it always did not click to be where your feet are. And today's time, it still clicks today, not only then, but it still clicks today to be where your feet are. You want to be present. You want to be in that moment. You want to know exactly where you're at. You want to know where you're standing tonight. I see that in golf, that before you even swing, you check your feet. You check how you're lined up with it. You get positioned. Then you make sure you square it up with the ball, and that's where you're going to hit it. It's where it's going to go. I see that. But not only do I see that in golf, I see that in the game. I like to reference the sports because I can talk sports a little while here. But I like to think of football. If the defensive back is reading the running back, and if he's telling which way he's going to go, the way he's positioned, he's going to tell which way he goes if he ain't lined up straight. If he's pointing this way, the defensive end probably knows that the ball may be going that way. Or if he's facing the other way, he may be going that way. But I'll tell you this, if you position yourself tonight in your spiritual world tonight, if you take yourself and you position yourself toward the world, guess what? Who else is going to know you're going the wrong way? The followers of Christ. God Almighty, He can already see which way we're positioned tonight. He can see which way we're pointed. He can see if we're walking that narrow way, if we're pointed to that narrow gate, if we're supposed to go down that narrow, if we're headed down that narrow path, or if we're fixing to make that wrong turn and step out into the world tonight. I see tonight that God's word shows us where to stand tonight. Not only does God's word show us where to stand tonight, but I see tonight God's word shows us where to aim tonight. God's word shows us where to aim tonight. You said, the Bible says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Psalmist said that it's the Word. Tonight, where is the Word aiming you? Are you aimed where you're supposed to be tonight? Are you following God's plan tonight? Are you following what God has for you? I see that if we have the lamp, if we allow God's Word to be our lamp unto our feet, we can see our feet. But I also see that it shows us where we're aiming at tonight if we allow God's Word to illuminate our life. I see God's Word when it shows us where to aim. We should be giving all the glory and all things to Him. 1 Corinthians 10, chapter 31. 1 Corinthians 10, 31, the Bible says, whether therefore you eat or you drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. It says do all. Whatever you do it all to the glory of God. So what are you aiming at tonight? What are you aiming at tonight? If you're aiming tonight, and if you're like me when you play the game of golf, if you think you're aiming straight, but when you go to hit it, it goes left and right, and it goes into the rough, or it goes where it didn't need to go. Make sure that where you're aiming tonight is directly at Jesus Christ. And when we're aiming at Jesus Christ tonight, make sure that everything you do tonight is in all glory to Him. And allow His Word to give you that path tonight. Allow His Word to give you that path tonight. See, the psalmist said, he said, and Psalms, he said, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I think back to Brother BJ's message tonight when we think about David as just that young boy, and he was there and going to fight, and he had to fight the lion, and he had to fight the bear, and he had to fight that Philistine, and he had to face Saul. He had to have that Word. He had to have God. He had to know when he hit that Philistine, he had to know where to aim. He had to know where to shoot that stone at. He had to know where to sling that stone at. See, in your mind and your life tonight, we need to know where our feet are. And we need to know where we're aiming tonight. We need to know exactly where we're aiming tonight. Hey, if I'm talking to a bunch of people that already know Jesus and you're aligned with God, hey, that's great, but we need to be aiming out there in a world where people are lost, dying, and going to hell. But I may also be aiming at that one tonight that says, this boy don't know what he's talking about. It's all right to wander off path a little bit. It's all right to go out and shack up every once in a while. It's all right to go out and cuss every once in a while. No. See, we're aiming in the wrong direction. We're teaching that young one, teaching that one that's watching us, maybe the older one too, maybe that one that's watching us. We're teaching them how to aim in the wrong direction. We're teaching them where to stand, not where to stand. See, tonight it's important. Psalmist said in Psalms, he reminded us that Word, it's important to know where we're standing. It's important to know where we're aiming. You see, that Word, it aligns our life tonight. If we take it and we read it, he said, if we take it and we put it in our life, and we take our life and we mold it around that Word and allow that thing to go through us and form us and shape us, we'll be standing where we need to stand and aiming where we need to aim. Not only do I see that God's Word shows us where to stand, not only do I see us where God's Word shows us where to aim, but I also see tonight God's Word shows us where to go. God's Word will show you where to go tonight. If you turn the lights off on my daughter, and if you turn them off right now and it's pitch black in here, she starts screaming and crying. Why? Because she can't see where to go. If you take me outside and pitch black and you don't hand me a light and you turn me four circles and you say, all right, find your way back, and it's just pitch black, there ain't nothing out there and it's cloudy and the moon, you can't see nothing, and you say, where are you going? You say, take off. Which way are you going to go? What do you got to have to get back? What do you need to kind of just look around and see where you need to go? You need the light. You need the Word in your spiritual life. If Satan's took you and he spins you around and it's total darkness and you need to find your way back to God, guess what? God's the one at the end of the tunnel when that light just seems like you can barely see it, but you know it's right there. That is God at the end of that tunnel saying, hey, here am I. Come back to me. God's Word will show us where to go. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. It said, trust in Him and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Lord said, trust. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. You see, a lot of people try to work on their swing in life. A lot of us, we just try to work on our swing. We just try to do the best we can. We just try to focus on our swing. We try to do life and we just try to work on what we think we need to work on. This whole time we're working on something that doesn't need work on, and the whole time it's our alignment with Jesus Christ. It's the whole time where we're at with Jesus Christ. It doesn't. We may be putting all our effort in to try to do right, to try to do good, work hard, try to be on time, be at church when doors are open, just be the person that we got to be for Jesus Christ. And the one thing we may be missing is where we're lined up with God tonight. See, we can have everything going good, everything seem like it's figured out, everything just look like it's okay, and the one thing we're missing is where we're at with God. We're just completely out of line. And we work so hard, and we put so much effort into something that didn't need the effort, but instead we should have been pointing our effort to where we're standing, where we're aiming, and where are we going. So I think back to Psalm. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That word will show you where you're going. If you're not on the right path, you get in there and guess what? You'll find something in there that makes you mad. Why? Because you ain't where you're supposed to be. Brother BJ stands up and preaches. You feel like he's talking to you? Guess what? It ain't Him. It's the Word. That Holy Spirit speaking through that Word, the line, fixing your life, showing you where you need to line back up with God. I'd say that tonight, you know, you say, well, why you bring this message to me on a Sunday night when this is a good crowd? You know, sometimes I feel like the good crowd, we get complacent. I know I do. I feel like when things are going so good that I ain't worried about my alignment because everything's going great. Everything's going good. I ain't got no worries. Nothing's on my back. Devil ain't wearing me out. And I feel like I don't need anything. And the last thing I worried about is not where I'm aligned, because I feel like Satan's telling me, man, you're aligned exactly where you need to go. You're exactly where you need to be because you're fixing to walk right in my trap. You're fixing to walk right back in to that valley where it's dark. And then you realize you're out of line. Then you realize that you stepped off that path. Then you realize that when you decided to pick your Bible back up or quit blowing through it, you realize that you out of a line. In closing tonight, when our life is aligned with God, we don't have to force it. We can just trust God's direction in our life tonight. We can know that we're standing with Him. We can know that we're aiming where He'd have us to aim. We'd have to know that we're going where He'd have us to go. Tonight, if you've gotten just in a routine or just gotten a rut and everything's going good in your life and you ain't checked your alignment in a while, you know, tonight is a good night. Tonight is a good night to say, hey, Lord, I just need to line my life back up with you. God, I haven't been the prayer warrior that I have been. Lord God, I haven't been in my Bible as much as I had been. Lord, I've let my complacency and everything that's going good just get in the way. And I need to get back aligned with you. If that'd be you tonight, align back up with God. It's a good time to align up. If you don't know Jesus Christ tonight, you're not aligned tonight. You don't know what it is to be aligned with God. But He's ready. He's ready. He's waiting on you to align your life up with Him and give it everything over to Him. Let us pray. Lord God, I love you. Lord God, I thank you. Father, I thank you that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Father God, that I can see in this spiritual walk where I'm headed, where I'm aiming, and where I'm standing. Father God, I pray that that lamp never grow dull, that I never allow anything to dull it up and get in the way. But I pray tonight, Father God, if there's one in here that don't know what that lamp is, Father God, don't know what the word is, don't know who you are tonight, Father God, I pray tonight be the night that they come and they find out who you are tonight. They find out about that light that you are, Lord God. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. Be with this time. In Jesus' name, amen.